Welcome back to 4-6 with A&B, your Ohio State podcast on The Athletic. This is Bill Landis and Ari Wasserman with a bit of breaking news. As I'm sure most of you are aware by now, Ohio State's game on Saturday against Illinois was canceled, but more importantly, Ohio State has shut down football activities after a rise in positive coronavirus tests within the program. We're going to give some quick thoughts on that and what it means moving forward. We'll obviously circle back with more in a longer podcast episodes later this week as we gather more information. Ari, before we give some thoughts, I want to lay a few things out because I've been watching TV like in the last like 12 hours and I feel like everyone keeps saying different things and wrong things, and I want to lay out just like a couple of like facts with like where we're at. Ohio State is shut down for a minimum of 7 days. I got that confirmed by AD Gene Smith on Saturday morning, so that makes it seem unlikely that the Michigan State game is going to happen, but there's been no formal news on what might happen with the Michigan State game next week. The program did announce that Ryan Day tested positive. Coaches' protocols are different to players. Coaches are out for 10 days. Players are out for 21. We do not know which players have tested positive. We don't reveal those names unless the program does and the program's not going to. So whichever players have tested positive this week are out for 21 days, which means they won't be able to play in the Michigan game, which is on December 12th. Players can also be out for contact tracing. If that's the case, they're out for 14 days, not 21 days, so those players could play on December 12th against Michigan. And lastly, as it pertains to the Big Ten Championship, I think there's some confusion about requirements. It is 6 games are required to play in the Big Ten Championship. At the moment, Ohio State has played 4. It seems like at most it will play 5, so obviously that's below the requirement. If the average games falls below 6, not at 6, below 6, then the requirements change. For the average to fall below 6, the Big Ten would have to have 12 games canceled in the next 3 weeks, which seems unlikely to happen, so I don't think the threshold's going to change. That sets the table. I apologize for that, but I feel like it was important to get that information out. So, Ari, with all that, where are you at on this, and where do you think Ohio State goes from here?
That's all pretty daunting information. I mean, that's a hard thing to swallow if you're, you know, really bought into this team and this program. Because even though, and you know, give me a little bit of math credit here, but despite the fact that, you know, players who are out for contact tracing or potential contact tracing of 14 days, that puts you right on the day of the Michigan game. So that means that those players wouldn't be able to practice.
Yes.
For a certain amount of time. So, like, let's say instrumental players on this team are out but never got sick and are they're just going to return and play without practicing for the Michigan game. Like, this is putting Ohio State in a pretty debilitating spot, in my opinion. You know, and you know, in a season where I think we were both pretty shocked for the first month, maybe before the Big Ten came back and maybe before Pac-12 and the entire country got rolling, about how efficiently the SEC was doing in this climate. But as the cases in the country are rising, so are the cancellations and the issues that are happening within these programs. And I feel like just about every program in America at some point has been affected by this, whether it was their team or a team that they were playing. And, you know, now that you put yourself in a position where there's no margin for error, which I guess you can go down the rabbit hole and blame the Big Ten for, you know, pushing it back initially and putting them in a position where they had to play 8 games in 8 weeks. You know, I think that take is old and everybody gets it. But now you're in a position now where you either push the season back, create more time, and, you know, accept the fact that this isn't going to be an easy thing to get through, or you manage your expectations of the likelihood of even finishing the season. So in Ohio State's position, I don't know that the entire season is ending and the world is falling apart, but there are some very concerning issues here just based on the protocol, based on the Big Ten. And, you know, you saw some Ohio State football parents discussing the Big Ten's need to change the protocol back from 21 days to 14 days, but even 14 days puts you right on the day of the Michigan game. So I don't really know exactly how they're going to manage this. The hope is that Ohio State's only dealing with a few isolated cases and not a Wisconsin situation where half the roster gets it. And if that's the case, then maybe they can still – I mean, I think Ohio State could beat Michigan with a lot of players out still. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot really to unpack here, and I think there's still some answers that we need to get in terms of what the Big Ten is willing to do, how Ohio State's viewing things, how many people have gotten this, you know, and I guess lastly, who's got it. So it's just an uncomfortable situation, and especially right now as you sit here on Saturday, November 28th, it doesn't seem like any of the next 2 games have obviously the Illinois game's already been canceled, but I don't know how there's any shot in hell that the Michigan State game gets played under these circumstances.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And before we move off it, I will say, I just think maybe it's important to bring some a little bit of perspective. Like, we're going to argue about football stuff for like the majority of this week, and like playoff and Big Ten championship and what should change and what shouldn't change. Like, people in Ohio State's program got a contagious virus, and for some people you get it and you're fine. For other people you get it and it's miserable. So I think it goes without saying that we hope that whoever in the program does have it, Ryan Day, whichever other programs and staff members have tested positive, that they have a speedy recovery and get through this okay. Moving beyond that, I guess, the Big Ten championship seems like it's not going to happen. But that doesn't mean Ohio State won't play that weekend. That is a championship weekend where the teams match up based off where they finish in the standings. So if the Big Ten doesn't change its current protocols for the Big Ten title game, Ohio State could still play that day and play perhaps Wisconsin, which is a ranked team. I think the Michigan game will happen as long as this doesn't get totally out of control. Other teams that have had this issue have missed 2 weeks and have been able to come back. So I think Ohio State still has two games left. And then we have an argument about the college football playoff. I do not think what has happened in the last 24 hours has eliminated Ohio State from the playoff. Like, where are you with that?
Well, my first thought was, what does this mean for the playoff? Because that's everybody's first thought when they're thinking about Ohio State football. And I think it's interesting now, because now, in this scenario, too, Northwestern has a path to becoming a quote-unquote undefeated Big Ten champion. So, you know, in terms of whether or not Ohio State is qualified, I think the Big Ten championship is not a prereq to playing in the playoff. Ohio State's played in it, having lost and not won the Big Ten championship. And I think that the people on the college football playoff committee would be seasoned enough to know which team is better if Ohio State finishes unbeaten, beats Wisconsin, and, you know, is undefeated at the end of the year. But, like, parsing through all this stuff, we have seen, in my opinion, that the committee has penalized teams who haven't played as much. And Ohio State's last, you know, showing right now was giving up, you know, X amount of points in a row to Indiana and putting it in a position to only win by 7, you know, that was already kind of something that they might have been dinged for too. And as you asked, the committee has their eyes out on this defense. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in terms of whether or not they're eliminated, that's not my take right now. But I do think there's going to be a lot of debating and a lot of stuff to sift through. I think that it's pretty clear just based on our eyes. They're one of the four best teams in college football, one of the four best in the playoff discussion. But in terms of games played, now the potential of having another champion from the conference, the fact that Notre Dame is looking really good right now after beating North Carolina, you know, I think that there is some cause for worry about how this could all pan out because, you know, as much as it's easy to say Ohio State's one of the four best, their talent is off the charts. Everybody who has eyes thinks that. There's some uncharacteristically complicated discussions that are going to need to occur in order for this to go off the ground. And I don't know, like, is Ohio State going to be potentially, if things go the best, 6-0 in a playoff team? Like, I don't know how that, you know, that seems like what it would have to be at this point.
Yeah, and I think that's possible. I think as long as Ohio State can get back on the field for the December 12th game against Michigan and the week after against whoever they might play, they'll still be in an okay position. But I do agree with you, there is cause for worry. And the conversations from here moving forward as it pertains to that stuff, like, are going to be fascinating and, like, a bit confusing. For instance, you mentioned Northwestern. Northwestern could very well be an unbeaten Big Ten champion that has, like, a win over Indiana in the Big Ten championship and then, like, a nice win against Wisconsin. And it's like Ohio State's going to be 6-0 with a win over Indiana and a win over Wisconsin and fewer games because of trying to play football in a pandemic. And, like, I don't know how you sort through those two teams. I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just a matter of whether or not they're going to subscribe to Dr. Wasserman's SARS situation or if they're just going to pick the team that played more.
Right.
But I think, you know, we cover Ohio State. We know what this program is about. You know, for the last 10 years, we've seen them run over Northwestern. I don't, based on the way that rosters are made, I think it's pretty obvious which team is better if you had to pick between the two. And I don't know, that's the committee's job, right?
Yep.
To find the better team. And I know that protocols are in place and there are things that are cause for concern, but really, what's the protocol here? The protocol, we've seen Ohio State enter the playoff because of protocol, and we've seen them not get in because of ignoring protocol. The only protocol that really exists is picking the four best teams. And however you pick the four best teams can be rationalized after the fact because of statistics and protocol. I think that they pick the teams first, then they explain after. I don't think it's vice versa. So in that sense, I think I would feel good if I were an Ohio State fan. But the fact of the matter is that you're getting through a season here where you're supposed to play eight games, potentially nine, including a championship game in your conference, and now they're only going to play six at most. And that's not even guaranteed right now, because not only does Ohio State have to get healthy, but Michigan has to not have a problem.
Right.
And as things are going right now, everybody seems to be having a problem. The numbers are through the roof. The college campuses are college campuses. Even people who are careful are susceptible to this. So, like, there's a lot of other things at stake. And I think, too, that this is a nice reminder, you know, for the people who are talking about who's responsible and who's not. Ohio State has more resources, or as much resources, for any college program in America. And this happened to them and their head coach. So it's just a reminder of how delicate this thing is, and it's really tough to say how this is going to pan out. But, Bill, I'm wondering, do you think they could add games? Do you think they could push games back? Do you think that they could create, or do you think that the playoff seems to have a deadline? And I heard Greg Sankey talking about this, the commissioner of the SEC, saying that at a certain point you just have to have a line in the sand of when the season's going to end. And it seems like they've chosen the playoff as that line. But, you know, you've got games getting pushed back in the SEC now to almost Christmas time. You know, do you make yourself, if you're a Big Ten commissioner, do you reorganize championship weekend to put Ohio State in the championship game? Do you change that protocol? Do you add a game? Do you push it back a week? Is there anything that you can do if you're the Big Ten to make this more tenable?
Yeah, I think so. Whether or not they're going to, I have no idea. The one thing I'll say is, like, there's been sort of hubris involved in this along the entire way. And it starts with the Big Ten thinking you could play nine games in 9 weeks without having disruptions. And clearly that was always going to be untenable. And here we are looking at the worst case scenario. And the college football playoff can say all at once that we're picking the four teams on December 20th and we're playing the semifinals on a day they were scheduled. Like, that's all well and good right up until the point where you can't do that. And we know enough now that this is totally unpredictable. So do I think all that's possible? Certainly. Do I think it's probable? Probably not. But I mean, anything's on the table. I think right now the SEC is moving games around so that LSU and Alabama can play each other. The Big Ten currently has no wiggle room, but if the playoff decides it wants to push back, it would have some. So we're not there yet. There's still a lot of things to sort through with this. I do think the Big Ten is going to revisit some parts of this, whether that's the minimum requirement for the Big Ten championship or the 21-day player rule or something. I don't think is things stand now is how it's going to be moving forward, but for now all we know is that Ohio State is shut down. It's not playing against Illinois. The game against Michigan State seems unlikely, and we don't really know what's going to happen from there.
It just seems kind of ironic that Ohio State will have not played their three worst teams on their schedule, and that might be the reason they don't get to play for a championship game. Mm-hmm. Like, anybody who has eyes knows that the Big Ten East representative, depending on whether or not they beat Michigan or not, which I think is a safe assumption that they would, is Ohio State in the Big Ten West, who has earned it on the field. Both teams have earned it in their own divisions on the field. And, you know, they didn't play Illinois. I don't think that matters. They didn't play Michigan State and Maryland. Both of those teams are Big Ten East bottom feeders with spreads that were 24, 28. Like, I don't know. I don't understand the initial reason for the protocol of making it two less than the average during a time like this where there's no margin for error. It makes no sense, other than the fact that you don't want there to be a Big Ten champion that's 2-0. And, like, I understand that. But, you know, putting this in a position right now where they might not get to play for a national championship or a Big Ten championship because their game against Illinois got canceled is kind of funny to me.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to wrap your mind around. We'll continue to try to do that. Like I said, we'll be back with our normal podcast schedule this week talking more about this. Hopefully we'll be able to gather some more information, and certainly we'll stay on top of any changes. But for now, we want to give you some initial thoughts on what's going on. Thanks for listening. We'll check in with you guys later in the week, and if there's anything to update, you can find that at The Athletic.
And Bill, yeah, not to interrupt you, but make sure people read your story, because it was very thorough, and it was even more thorough than the podcast that you wrote.
TheAthletic.com/4-6 can get you signed up. It's $1 per month right now. For 12 months, that's a Black Friday deal that runs through Monday. You can go read the story that I wrote and all of our other national reporters covering this as well. So thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys later in the week.